Rav Moshe has an interesting thought on this week's parsha. At the end of the parsha, Lo Yivoyu Leroyt Kabbalah Sakadish Vamesu. So Chazal darshan from this drasha that if a person steals one of the kli shoreis, it's a kanoin pagim by it's a chamadik aveira, and that the right the kanoim have a right to go and attack him and kill him. So you think about it, there are elements of Kiddush over here, because we know that it comes to the issue of Gezela and Geneva from Hektish. Hektish is no Chiyav Kefil. Still from Hektish, there is Chiyav Kefil. In general, we find that the Torah deals with the Geneva from Hektish in a more lenient way than it does stealing from a Hedit. And here we're saying when a person steals from a Hedit, you're over a lab. When you steal from Hektish, Klishores, person is potentially chayv misa. So how do you understand that? So he suggests that the issue over here is something else totally. So why is a person stealing klishores? What is he trying to accomplish? So many times he's trying to accomplish not so much that he's going to take it and sell it, make money on it. His goal is he wants to have the klishores in his house. He wants to then make his house this holy place that he has this holiness of the holy vessels of the temple there, and he doesn't need to go to the Beis Hamikdash anymore. He has it at home. So you find the Isser of the Torah of building a bum, a person should not make his own Mizbeach. Once you have the Beis Hamikdash and you have the central place where Klai Yisrael is supposed to bring Kabbanas, there was an Isser making bummas. And you see from the Psukim that it translated by Gates of Horror to do this. That we find that Melech after Melech was able to get Klai Yisrael to do tshuva and do different things, but Raka Bamas Lysoru, they weren't able to get rid of the Bamas. So he's understanding that not that they didn't try, that they didn't understand it was a problem, and but they weren't successful in getting rid of it. So, we find, Lashon, when you say a person, if you don't have a central, powerful figure, represents the Emes of Torah, each person will go build a bummer layout. So it's the phrase that you use in the Yiddish Welt. There is this musig that if we don't recognize a powerful central authority, recognize that there has to be a primary place where we receive hadracha from, each person will go and have his own kenach and take elements of kedusha to support it. And that's the chumrah of stealing the kishoris. That's how he understands it. So I imagine it's somewhat homiletical, but the idea that we need to look for a central authority and have a central place where it's opposed to each person saying, I think I know, I want to do it myself, I want to figure it out myself. And I'm going to then take elements of Torah, elements of Kedusha, elements of and prove my point, support my point, based on elements of Kedusha. I'm going to bring different points of Kedusha to support it, without, as opposed to looking for that the person who is a primary source and building around the primary source, instead of building my own, is a dangerous place to be. The result is going to be that it's going to build, the person going to build a Bama La'atzmoy, use these elements of Kedusha to support himself, but then lead himself and others off in other areas. They'll become not really following the true emes of the Torah, just following what the person, quote-unquote, thinks is right, but really it's not rooted in Torah anymore. And that might be the message over here. Have a good Shabbos.